Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Biden is hosting French President Emmanuel Macron for a state visit today. And earlier, the pair held a news conference where they expressed united support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, during the course of the question and answer session, Biden also expressed a willingness to talk to his Russian counterpart, but only if certain conditions are met.
A French journalist asked Biden if he would be willing to meet with Putin, something that Macron has done. And Biden said the war needs to end with Russia withdrawing its troops. He chose his words carefully, but he said he would be willing to speak with Putin if Putin is interested in ending the war.
NPR's Tamara Keith, the two world leaders, along with their wives, are attending a state dinner tonight in Washington. Tonight's dinner features music from John Batiste, Chardonnay from California, cheese from Oregon, and Maine lobster. A federal appeals court has ruled against Donald Trump and is moving to end an outside review of documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago home. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more on the latest legal setback for the former president.
The decision from the three-judge appeals court panel brings to a halt the special master's review of thousands of documents the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago in August. In their ruling, the 11th Circuit Court judges, two of whom were appointed by Trump, say a lower court judge was wrong to appoint the special master. The law is clear, they say. They cannot write a rule that allows any subject of a search warrant to block government investigations after the execution of the warrant. The Justice Department already could use around 100 classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago in its ongoing criminal investigation. The appeals court opinion means investigators can now access and use unclassified documents recovered as well. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden's student loan relief program is headed to the Supreme Court. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports it's the latest legal setback to the plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loans per borrower.
The court will hear arguments during its February session on a case brought by six Republican-led states claiming the state's loan authorities will be harmed by the program. Until then, the court ordered the administration cannot begin canceling debts. Luke Herron is a law professor at the University of Alabama.
I think the legal issue is important and difficult enough that it was likely that the Supreme Court would take it up.
Herron says the court will weigh two things, the legality of the debt relief program and the idea of overreach. Does the agency, the Ed Department, have the power to do this? Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
An inflation measure closely monitored by the Federal Reserve eased somewhat in October. The report from the Commerce Department showing prices up 0.6% in October from the same month a year ago, down slightly from a 6.3% year-over-year inflation figure logged in September. Stocks closed on a mixed note today. The Dow was down 194 points, the Nasdaq up 14. This is NPR. A new survey of public high school principals shows just how common it was last year for school leaders to run into conflict with parents and community members over hot-button issues. More from NPR's Corey Turner.
The survey was conducted last summer by the Institute for Democracy, Education, and Access at UCLA and the Civic Engagement Research Group at UC Riverside. They asked a nationally representative sample of nearly 700 principals about political fights we've heard a lot about in recent years. More than two-thirds of the principals reported, quote, substantial political conflict with parents and community members last year. Half said they encountered efforts to limit learning about race and racism. Nearly half faced challenges to school practices related to LGBTQ+ students, and one in three said parents or other community members had tried to limit access to some library books. Corey Turner, NPR News.
Google is protesting a record European Union antitrust fine that took aim at the company's Android operating system and its role in restricting mobile competition and consumer choice. The company announced it's filed an appeal to the $4.3 billion penalty, seeking additional clarification. Google had appealed to a lower tribunal, which largely sided with the EU's Executive Commission, only lowering an initial penalty slightly. The fine was one of three large antitrust penalties totaling more than $8 billion the commission hit Google with between 2017 and 2019. Crude oil futures prices settled little change today. Oil up 67 cents a barrel to end the session at $81.22 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.